Hello and welcome back to the TTP, Tatani Talks Parsha, this year where we talk about the Parsha of the week with some practical lessons to keep. Now as we're winding down season one, we've condensed it really from 30 minutes to 15 minutes, and now oftentimes we're going to do, if not every time, but very often, we're probably going to do more a thought on the Parsha of the week, trying to keep it at that 5 minute to give a little audio burst, a little audio thought on the Parsha of the week. When I think about the Parsha of Hazino, and we're almost finishing with the Seder of the Parshiot, and we begin again with Bereshit, we're thinking Ha'azino. Ha'azino Hashemayim v'adabera v'sishma ha'aretz imrefi. If I quoted that correctly, right at the beginning of the Parsha of Hazino, the second to last Parsha, basically Moshe talking in a song format, which I believe is the only area of the Torah written in such a fascinating way. The two columns in the Torah, if you've never seen it, it pays to see in the Parsha, in the Torah, how it's written in two columns side by side, really like a shir, like a song. Really like a poem. The idea being that Hazinu, you know, you sing about the song of life. You sing about how the heavens and the earth will bear witness to what happened in the past and the future. The question is, why does Moshe call upon the heavens and the earth? Why not anything else? Because those are things, the commentators explain, that were there from the beginning of creation, that will be there to the end of time. You need a witness, a real aid, a real witness is someone that could stand by you forever. Can't guarantee that any human will be here even longer than 120 years. Can't guarantee a tree will be here for thousands of years. You can't even guarantee different aspects, a chair, a house, who knows how long that'll last. But heaven and earth, that's something that Moshe knew would last. So the commentator said that he called into witness, he called as an aid, heaven and earth, to bear the song of history and the song of the future. And it gets me thinking about the idea of songs, the idea of song of life, the song of life. What is the song of life? And this phrase is not my own, it's been used many, many other times. But it's the idea of thinking how really life can be hard, really life can be a test, especially if someone's very worried about their job, someone's very worried about parnasa, someone's very worried about if they're going to get a house, if they're not, if they're going to get a car or not, very worried about finding a shidduch or having children or any of those things. We should never know from such things. If someone's worried about a sickness or this or that, it's very difficult to think of life as a song. It's very difficult to think of life as cheery, upbeat, and happy. But when we think about the famous phrases of Rabbi Akiva and his teacher Nachum Ish Gamzu, where they said, why was his name Nachum Ish Gamzu? He had a lot of craziness in his life, difficulties, but he said, Gamzu Litova. Everything is for the best. And Rabbi Akiva, the famous story, always said, Kol man de avad rachmana avad latova. Everything Hashem does is for the best. Even when he was in the forest, nobody would take him in. He went into the village, nobody would take him in. He had to be in it alone. The great, famous Rabbi Akiva, I always talk about this story, he's very, very famous. He's in the forest, he has nothing but a donkey and a rooster and a chicken, I believe, and a candle. All those things are taken away from him. And he said each time something happened, Kol man de avad rachmana avad latova, lo and behold, in the morning, he was right. Had any of those things been with him, the bandits went through town ravaging the town. If they heard the horse neigh, they heard the chicken cawk, or they heard, or they saw the candle, Rabbi Akiva would have been gone, God forbid. He would have been found and taken, because Kol man de avad rachmana avad latova. We might not always know why. We might not always understand why, but we should realize that Hashem has a very good reason. Hashem knows what he's doing, and Hashem has a very good reason for everything. Excuse me. And everything Hashem does is for the best. Really, everything Hashem does is for the best. So when we think about the song of life, we should think about even when life is difficult, life is tough, it doesn't mean that life can't be wonderful. Excuse me. It doesn't mean that we shouldn't enjoy life. We should. And we should do what we can to see that Hashem is good and to understand and appreciate and take gratitude in the blessings that Hashem gives us. Look around at how beautiful the world is and appreciate how wonderful the world is and look at everything around us and try to find the good. Try to see the good. That's what it means in the song of life. Try to find song. Try to find happiness. Try to find goodness in everything around you. Try to see goodness in everything around you. Try to appreciate what Hashem gives you and your spouse and in your kids. And if you're not zocha yet, appreciate what Hashem gives you and your family. And if you're zocha to have an apartment and a car or a house, appreciate that Hashem gave you such a thing, that you have a roof over your head. There's a very famous phrase, which I saw quoted by the Canadian Red Cross. If you have a roof over your head, you have a shirt on your back, you have food in your belly, you are richer than like 90% of the world. So many people in the world don't have any of these things. They have little huts that barely protect them. They don't have any clothing. They don't have any food. There's so many people who are so impoverished. They're so sad and are in such terrible conditions and such bad conditions around them. We have to appreciate what we have and see what we have and understand it. Look at the Song of Life. Hashem gives aid to Moshe. Moshe gets the aid, the witnesses of Shemayim and Aretz, to understand that there is a Song of Life. We should appreciate the Song of Life. Look at the things around us. Have the gratitude and look for the good. Kol man da'avad rachman avad latova. Gamzu latova. Everything is for the best. I might not understand it. I might not agree with it. I might not be happy about it. I might be angry at Hashem. And my wife and I talk about this all the time. Are we allowed to be angry at Hashem? But Hashem is our father. Hashem is a parent. You're allowed to have a relationship with a parent. You're allowed to get angry at a parent, right? Doesn't mean you don't want a relationship with them. It means you might not understand all the things your parents do, especially when you're little. We don't understand what Hashem does, but we can have a relationship. We can talk to Him and try to talk it out and try to figure it out, and we could try to get around it. Understand Hashem knows what He's doing. Really, Musar for me, as I struggle with different things and different external factors in life, but really we should realize Hashem really knows what He's doing. It's all for the best, and that's the thought of the week. It's all for the best. Appreciate the Song of Life, the song around us. Try to find song in everything you do. And I myself am a musician. You know, I took lessons of guitar for a good number of years. I just got myself a budget guitar. I love playing guitar. And all the songs Hashem let me write over the years, you know, that is my way of coming to music. And I love music itself. We have an iPod and the connector. We play music in the car. Music is a fundamental element. But how can you see the music around you? How could you appreciate the music around you? See the music, hear the music, feel the music, appreciate Hashem around you. Appreciate the Song of Life. Hazino Hashemayim v'adera daber v'sishmas ha'aretz m'refi. From my mouth, I should sing, I should talk, I should be involved in appreciating that Hashem gives us, and look for goodness, look for the Song of Life and elements of your life all around you. Join us next time as we talk about the Parsha of the week with some practical lessons to keep, especially in a thought format here on the TTP, and I'm your host, Tani.